Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics, the delay for more secure credit cards. Two men in Wisconsin are designing a unique museum, find out what it is, and the strategy they're pursuing, and separating your business from the competition on social media. We'll have those stories and more after this.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
October is the month that banks had set as a deadline for the full rollout of chip-enabled credit cards. Small businesses have been watching this, but a new survey finds that more than 60% of consumers still don't have one. Chip cards should reduce fraud in stores that are able to process them, but does not reduce fraud when it comes to online shopping. More on the delay from Matt Schultz, senior analyst at creditcards.com. Matt, what's up here?
More than 6 out of 10 American credit card holders still don't have one of those chip-enabled credit cards. And that's despite the fact that the credit card industry has set a deadline of October 1st to get all of these cards into people's hands.
Wow. All right. So why so slow or the seeming delay here?
Well, there's a whole lot of money involved, and it's expensive to put these cards out, and it's also expensive for merchants to be able to change their technology at the checkout counter to be able to accept these cards. And that's an important thing, too, because the October 1st deadline came about because the big credit card companies told the merchants that if they don't have the technology to accept these chip cards on October 1st of this year, then the merchant will have the liability for any credit card fraud that goes on after that date. So it's a big deal.
Got it. All right. So for all this to happen then, for security to be, I guess, at its maximum, one, a consumer has to have this chip-enabled card, and two, the merchant or retailer needs the proper machinery or hardware.
That's correct. And both of those elements are a little slow in moving. You'll see the big boys of retail, the Walmarts and Home Depots and Targets, will probably have their technology caught up to accept these cards as of October 1st. But the mom-and-pop shop on the corner isn't likely to, partially because it's a big expense, but also partially because a lot of them just don't know that this is going on yet.
All right, so for the mom-and-pops, as you mentioned, is there a cost to them typically, or is it, part of the nature of being in business with a credit card company that you would just be handed one of these?
Well, no, there's definitely a cost to it. The new terminals can cost anywhere from a few hundred dollars to over $1,000 to upgrade, but then there's also training your employees to understand how they work and to be able to answer consumers' questions. So there's an awful lot that goes into it, and it's really not that surprising that things are moving a little slowly.
We're speaking with Matt Schultz, senior industry analyst at creditcards.com. We're talking about how these chip-enabled credit cards are slow to roll out. Will the chips be in debit cards also, Matt, or just credit cards?
They will eventually be in both credit cards and debit cards. The banks have been rolling out the chip credit cards a little more quickly than debit cards, so you'll probably have a new chip credit card by the end of the year, but a debit card might take a little longer.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Schultz, senior analyst at creditcards.com. Well, most startups don't have large advertising budgets, right? But they can open social media accounts for free. One mattress venture has emphasized digital marketing from day one, and now it's enjoying large returns. Here's correspondent Dominic Savino with the details.
A new mattress company named Casper is one of the many vying for a share of the sleeping industry, dominated by the likes of Tempur-Pedic and Serta. But the one thing that separated Casper from its competitors isn't just its product, but its promotion. Since the company's founding in 2013, it's fired off over 10,000 tweets from the Twitter handle @Casper and built a base of more than 30,000 followers. The startup has also cashed in on so-called unboxing videos posted by consumers eager to show off their comfortable new purchases. All the social media marketing has certainly paid off, as the company exceeded sales of $20 million over its first 10 months. In an interview with MarketWatch.com, Casper's co-founder said getting customers to engage with the brand has been a crucial part of the startup strategy from its beginning, especially because it didn't have the budget to compete against industry giants. So if you're planning to launch your new small business but don't have the money to spend on advertising, consider using platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as ways to get the word out about your product. Gordon?
Thank you, Dominic. Coming up next, a couple of guys in Wisconsin who want to build a museum. You'll hear what their approach is. You're results-driven and you're ambitious. You've established yourself professionally and now you're looking for more. Take the next step in your entrepreneurial journey with Edible Arrangements, the brand that revolutionized gifting with handcrafted fruit arrangements and gourmet chocolate-covered fruit, now also offers delicious everyday treats like smoothies, fruit salads, and parfaits. As an Edible Arrangements franchisee, you get access to an established brand with 16 years of growth, over 80% brand recognition, and 1,200 locations worldwide. You'll benefit from know-how, support, and millions of visitors to the Edible Arrangements e-commerce platform. Discover why Entrepreneur Magazine named Edible Arrangements a top franchise and among their best of the best for 2015. Start your journey to sweet success as an Edible Arrangements franchise owner. Call 1-888-727-4258 or go to edible.com. That's 1-888-727-4258 or edible.com. Well, finally, two guys in the Milwaukee area are trying to raise $250,000 to open the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum by next fall. Museum co-founders Phil Sklar and Brad Novak, both 31 years old, have been friends since childhood, and they've quit their day jobs in corporate finance and retail to follow their dream. The Wall Street Journal says to raise money, Mr. Sklar and Mr. Novak have started taking orders for custom bobbleheads, contracting with a manufacturer in China. Just in the past month, they helped bring 35 designs for 50,000 new bobbleheads into the world, Mr. Sklar said, including a portly one for a local restaurant, Chubby's Cheesecakes. So far, the co-founders have raised about $100,000 through the custom bobblehead business and founding memberships in the museum, which they've sold at various price points to people in 40 states. They earlier tried their hand at online crowdfunding, which didn't meet their $250,000 goal, but succeeded in bringing in members. New approach, maybe that you should consider. You can get more small business reports on our website, by the way, this morning with GordonDeal.com. And while there, check out our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.